Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Hebrews chapter 9, verses 27 and 28. Just as people are destined to die once, and after that to face judgment, so Christ was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many. And he will appear a second time, not to bear sin, but to bring salvation to those who are waiting for him. No one can escape death. And just as certain as death is the judgment that will come after it. That can be a terrifying thought. No one likes to face judgment. The thought of being judged at the end of our life for all the things that we have done and have not done sounds excruciatingly painful. We don't want anyone to judge our life and see the terrible things we've done or hear the awful things we've said. The standard of judgment is not about being pretty good or mostly good. It's not about being better than others. It's not even about getting better and better as life goes on. No, God's standard of judgment is perfection. Either you are perfect or you are not. Since no one can live up to that standard, God made a plan. His Son, Jesus Christ, came into the world and lived perfectly. He kept every standard God set. He never failed or faltered. He is perfect. More than that, Jesus faced God's judgment for sin on the cross. His sacrifice satisfied the wrath of God for humanity's imperfection and sin. Now, God gives people an opportunity during their life to hear this good news called the gospel. He wants all people to believe that Jesus is their Savior and to receive the forgiveness that Christ offers. God gives each of us a time of grace to put our trust in Him, acknowledging that His sacrifice is sufficient so that we can live in the assurance of sins forgiven. Everyone who puts their faith in Jesus will not have to fear death and judgment. God will judge believers based on the works of Jesus and His perfection. When Jesus comes again, He will bring salvation to all waiting for Him. Dear Jesus, thank you for enduring judgment in my place. Help me to trust in your finished work and eagerly wait for your second coming. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.